This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resources upon resources are ours, and they're at your disposal, courtesy of the experts we have on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, who is certified. Or maybe certifiable. Depends on your point of view on the day of the week. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, has a practice at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. He's available for all kinds of input there. And here, reach him through me on Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com for your questions. First thing that we do, first things first, our get-togethers are a practical way of examining some of the news from the world of medicine. Dr. Ken scours all the medical journals every week, brings us up to date on at least a half a dozen items that are of interest and import. Let's start with the opioid focus here, Ken. Opioids. I think I told you when I injured my finger last week that the doctor prescribed a limited, I think, four or five of the oxycodone things because he said my pain would be intolerable and this would be the way to deal with it.
And how many did you take?
None.
Well, exactly.
I didn't even fill the prescription.
You're part of this study that I'm going to report about.
All right, so let's have it.
Exactly. This is reported this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association Surgery Edition. And what they report, and you fill this report, is that surgery patients, you were one, typically use only one quarter, and you used even less of the opioids they are prescribed for post-operative pain. And those leftover pills, they pose a risk of misuse, addiction, and overdose.
So that's why I didn't even get them. I didn't want them around. Not that I was going to do anything with them. Who knows? There's nobody else that lives with me, so how's anybody else going to get to them? But
the safest approach. And the purpose in this article, the editorial in this article, is actually to educate the doctors about being aware that only a quarter of what they're giving out is being used, and there needs to be an adjustment in the quantity that's being dispensed.
So why are they? Is there an incentive, a financial incentive to doctors?
No,
really what goes on. When they come to you, these drug pedal pushers that want you to prescribe the various drugs, I don't think they ever see you, but they might see your office manager, right? You never talk to these people, do you?
Well, never say never, but I don't prescribe opioids, period, first
period.
Of all. Cardiologists don't prescribe opioids.
Yeah.
But anyway, I will at times when there are new drugs coming to market, I'll talk to the reps about the new products.
How do they get time with you?
Sometimes they even become patients to talk to me, but that's another story. But that doesn't usually happen. That's just tongue in cheek. But you're talking about why is there this issue, and a lot of us doctors wonder about that. I often talk to my colleagues about that. I ask them, why they think this is a problem. Is it an exaggerated problem? Are they seeing this? Because sometimes what you read about front page on the paper is about the opioids, and what some of us see personally in our practices doesn't always match. But I think this is an issue that is described this week in JAMA Surgery. And again, you're an example of this. That's how timely this is. I think, why does this happen? I think a few reasons. I think that, you know, maybe the surgeons don't want to be called, and I say in parentheses, annoyed by unnecessary calls, so they'll make sure that the patients have enough of these things so they're not being called for more and more. And I think that perhaps there's been this impression that these drugs are not as addicting or as not as abusive potentially as they really are, as they were initially, if you will, sold to the medical profession. The initial studies that came out on these that were reported to the physicians didn't quite have the abuse potential that we now know they do have. And that's the evolution, the learning curve of any new drug that occurs as time goes on. And that's the lifespan of a new product. We always learn, and that's why many physicians don't want to be the first people to prescribe a new product, because we always learn a little bit more the more we use it.
Is that the impact of drug advertising? You can't watch on network television any show in the evening. In almost every break, there's a different drug spot. And 20 seconds on how it works and why you should take it, and 40 seconds on why you shouldn't take it.
When was the last time? Have you seen one on the opioids? I don't know if you've seen one on...
No, I don't know. Yeah. As so annoying, as soon as they come on, I switch the channel up and...
Most of them are on these new immune therapies that are being used. And, you know, those you're not going to abuse. Those are wonder drugs.
The amount of money that's spent, though, you realize in most
drugs
of the
are
average,
way too expensive.
Well, the average spot in a show like that, a 30-second spot, costs $200,000. So every time one of those things play, and there are many of them that run on various networks, various programs, they spend millions of dollars a day advertising these drugs. So there has to be huge amounts of money in these, involved in this. And I think that's something the public ought to think about.
Well, the return, I mean, they wouldn't be doing these advertisements if they weren't working.
They
definitely work. But the flip side is that drugs are too expensive, and that's a big issue.
All right, here's something for us to consider. A study on your teeth and how well you brush them or not.
Exactly.
Especially from the point of view of a cardiologist.
This is great practical information. It's going to be reported this weekend at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions meeting in Chicago that brushing your teeth twice a day for at least 2 minutes may lower the risk of cardiovascular diseases. This new study looked at whether a person's toothbrushing habits, Doug, were associated with their risk of having or dying from a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. So that's great news. Remember, twice a day for 2 minutes each effort. And this separate study published last month in the American Heart Association Journal of Hypertension, it found that gum disease appears to worsen blood pressure and interferes with medications to treat hypertension.
See, I think that's where the real key is here, from what I know as a layman, how important it is to have gum health. Your gums are the key to so much. You may not even know it.
Well,
you may not have learned it in biology class. Maybe your doctor didn't tell you, but your gums are the key, the portal to your overall health in so many ways, Ken.
Well, they're just sources of inflammation, and if you don't stop that inflammation, it's going to go throughout the body.
Right, it just spreads through your body. All right, so with that in mind, let's spend a moment talking about how to improve your teeth and with that your gums, because when you're trying to improve your looks by going into the teeth whitening department, it also has, especially if you're using power swabs, the impact of cleansing your teeth and keeping the bacteria that can be on your teeth, in your enamel, getting into your gums. So this is something that is not only about how you look, but about medicinal impacts as well of having unhealthy gums because you have teeth that not only look horrible, but they are. And if you're not getting rid of, you know, this seems simplistic, but it really isn't if you think or you understand how your body works. When people are trying to pitch the use of power swabs, it's about making you more confident about your appearance and all that. I'm probably the only one who takes the approach when you're talking about teeth whitening and caring for your teeth and using power swabs, taking those swabs, then you get the strip. You've tried strips and they haven't worked. So you take the little capsule and you snap it open and you take the Q-tip and you put it on your teeth. That's cleaning not only your teeth, but it's also helping to protect your gums. There's all kinds of good reasons for you to be swabbing with power swabs. And not only how you look, but again, how it impacts your health. So if you're a coffee drinker, or a wine drinker, maybe you smoke on any number of occasions, you can, maybe that's a good reason for you not to smoke because it has a horrible impact on your teeth. But let's use power swabs. Shall we agree to do that? Clinically studied, patented tooth detergent, natural whitening agent, lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes and protects your gums at the same time. Snap it, swab it, and smile away. In 5 minutes, those coffee stains, tea stains, other stains start to disappear. Power swabs available only at 800-208-1797. Not available online, at least with this deal. You got to use the power swabs number 208-1797 and also the code DJV in order to get the power swabs at half the normal retail price. Tell them you heard about it here and get 50% off the retail of power swabs. Whiten those teeth. Call 800-208-1797.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
All right, so now on the hit parade here, the election is over. How many people seem to, according to the studies, have post-election stress? And what is that? How do you know you have it?
Well, if you believe the analysts, a lot of us have this. No matter who wins an election, the unexpected emotional letdown or explosive reaction after the ballots are counted, Doug, can be overwhelming to many, especially the aged or the over-involved, who can be set up for crushing amounts of post-election stress syndrome. Boy, everything's got a name these days.
It does,
so,
yeah.
So be prepared for some emotional upheaval and letdown after the election, but avoid the anger and apathy and personal anxiety, professional panic, and poorly thought-out decisions that too many make after these elections. So the best thing to do is just accept the results. What happens in your house is more important than what happens in the White House, and realize the next election is only a year away.
And we're already running for president in 2020. Hooray or not hooray. That's it. Don't take it so seriously. You got other things in your own life that really affect you. 21 after the hour here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We support and supplement the information that's here when Dr. Ken is on the air with a podcast, and you can find the podcast of Ken's appearances and Jack's appearances at gooddayhealthshow.com. When I say Jack, I'm talking about Jack Stockwell, the other doctor that's on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has comments and thoughts every week. Matter of fact, the current podcast that's at gooddayhealthshow.com with Ken is a discussion and part of new recommendations that women ought not to attempt to get pregnant until a year after childbirth. I saw something and made a comment this week, Kara, which one? There was a country singer whose wife just had twins 7 months ago, and she's already pregnant again. I don't remember. Was it Chris Stapleton?
Yeah, Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. No. And we talk about why that is in the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, loneliness having a major impact on your health. We explain that as you get older, it has more of an impact on you. And then Dr. Ken talks about eating fish twice a week, better than taking fish oil, the effects of cold weather on your heart, and why more heart attacks happen during the cold weather. And then a discussion of effective vaccines for shingles. All that information at gooddayhealthshow.com. The podcast from Dr. Ken, all of them are archived, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, let's get back to another one of these things you studied in one of the journals about computer screens and other things that are linked to vision issues. I don't know that computer screens is a stretch, but people who have children in the summertime? Why in the world is that a vision issue?
This is a great story for you, Doug, because when I finish this real briefly, you're going to understand all of this, and you're going to like this.
Well, that would be nice.
This is one story you're going to like, because it makes sense, and I'll explain it. This is out of the British Journal of Ophthalmology just this week. The kids with summer births, especially those who spend long hours playing on smartphones and tablets, they're at greater risk for nearsightedness. This is also called myopia. The eyes cannot focus light properly. Close objects look clear, but the distant ones look fuzzy. Nearsightedness. So nearsightedness is most often caused by continuously focusing on close objects while the eyes are still developing. So kids born in the summer, they start formal schooling at a younger age than kids born in the winter. So they are exposed to more reading sooner, and that increases nearsightedness risk.
Really? Nearsightedness. Who would have thunk it? And that, well, I mean, again, you think it, but how you put it together, you were right. It is very interesting. Talking about births, the pediatricians in our country have been polled as to what to do with youngsters who don't behave properly, and they seem to agree that spanking has a long-term effect. I don't know, this doesn't set well with certain members of the audience, and I wonder what you think about that. You're not a pediatrician, but certainly you could read this info in one of the journals.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger on this one, but I got a call a few months ago from my dear first cousin who practices in Maryland that she'd be coming to Orlando this week, and lo and behold, the reason was because the pediatricians are all meeting this week in Orlando at the American Academy of Pediatrics meeting, and this nation's leading pediatricians groups has strengthened its advice against spanking and other physical punishment because of the potential for long-term harm. In an updated policy statement released this past Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says that long-term harm from physical punishment can include aggression, brain changes, substance abuse, and suicidal behavior in adulthood. And it was great seeing my first cousin, Dr. Sherry, and we talked a lot, not about medicine.
All right, so your family is all doctors, your brother,
no,
urologist.
Just my brother and her, and actually another cousin. So there are a few of us.
See? Runs in the family. Dr. Ken,
generation.
Part of the family of Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Wednesday was College Country Night at a bar called Borderline in Thousand Oaks, California. A lone gunman sent a hail of bullets through the crowd. 12 people died, and many others were wounded. Sarah Rose DeSan says it was a real-life nightmare.
My friend Cody yelled, "Get down," and I fell to the floor, and I hid behind him, and I just like tucked myself in his back. And when I was on the floor, I looked back, and I see a smoke bomb going off.
DeSan later learned that her friend Cody Kaufman had succumbed to his injuries. The shooter, 28-year-old Ian Long, turned the gun on himself. He served in the Marines for many years and was a machine gunner for a while. Police are still searching for a motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Health and well-being, a focus here on the Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We have another service that you might want to check out if you need health advice, the new DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. All kinds of things, because, you know, I am, as the main participant here, very concerned about my health and well-being, and I try to play that well with other people. They want to listen. That's why we have the services of Dr. Ken here. as well. As a matter of fact, speaking of service, Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. And those of you who heard me tell of my experiences when I visit with Ken every year for my physical, which probably is coming up, I don't know when I'm going to do it, December, January, sometime in there.
It's amazing how it's coming up.
Yeah. Coming back again, isn't it, huh?
Gosh, the year goes
and
by.
As a result of that, I am happy to recommend Ken to any of you, any and all of you, who want to go down and have a pleasant time in a place that's normally warmer. You got to go down, like, from this time of year till maybe mid-April. That's a good time. Next 6 months, visit Ken at Lake Cardiology. Make the appointment by dialing 352-735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400 for Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. There's a lot of talk this week about black licorice being dangerous. There's a lawsuit that was introduced that claims that this type of candy causes heart disease. What do you make of black licorice likely contributing to a man getting heart disease? The story of a guy named David Goldberg in New York City filed a lawsuit against Hershey, which owns Twizzlers, alleging he was otherwise healthy, but every day he chewed on 4 sticks of black licorice, and the lawsuit claims that consuming all of that amounted to about a bag of licorice a week for all these years. It caused him to have heart disease, and because there are no warnings of potential health risks on the bag, he claims that Hershey, through lack of whatever, caused him to have heart disease. Are you buying that?
Well, let me kind of untangle that a little bit. Glycyrrhizin is a compound. Easy for me to say, I know.
Easy for you to say, right.
In black.
What is it? Glycyrrhizin?
Glycyrrhizin. It's a sweetening compound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's found in black licorice. And I've been taught this since I was a medical student, that it can decrease potassium levels in the body. You know, I always check in your blood at least once a year, your potassium level.
Yep.
And in the long list, what doctors call the differential diagnosis, you know, we're all detectives in our diagnoses. In our minds, in a well-trained physician, in our minds, in the list of causes of low potassium is excess black licorice intake. And that's been drummed into me since I was a medical student.
Wow.
And this is, I think, how this gentleman is trying to assume that he had a heart problem, because low potassium levels, they can cause abnormal heart rhythms, high blood pressure, and even congestive heart failure.
He claims he got atrial fibrillation.
Exactly. That's an abnormal heart rhythm. And
right.
And whether he got it from low potassium or not, I would have to review his records, because there's a lot of reasons why you can get atrial fibrillation. Just getting old increases
right.
the risk of getting atrial fibrillation.
You can be sure that Hershey's not going to go away quietly on this one.
Well, the question is, what was his potassium? And the question is, you know, that's a difficult thing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe, I like red licorice. I mean, I'm not a big licorice.
Twizzlers, yeah.
I don't eat much licorice. It's a big treat, but if I would, it would be red.
Yeah.
And we have to get out a bag of black licorice and see if there's a warning on it, because I can't believe it in this day. Maybe there's not, but I'm sure there will be going forward.
Yeah.
This is something, you know, I learned this in the 1970s, that this is an issue. So this is not a new discovery.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting for you to tell us your habits. Do you like red licorice? I do.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's an idea.
And red licorice doesn't have this problem.
No, it doesn't. It's not really licorice, I don't think.
It doesn't have the glycyrrhizin in it.
I'm going to bring a big, it comes, red licorice now comes, and you, actually, the massage place I go has a tub of it, and people take, you know, one at a time or whatever. So maybe we should have some of it in your office at Lake Cardiology.
Well, that wouldn't be heart healthy, so we have to pick something else.
No, for sure.
And it's a big treat. I mean, I may maybe count on my hand the number of times I've had red licorice in the last decade.
Yeah. All right, let's, as long as we're into this, I want to talk about something else that some people think is alternative medicine. I don't believe it is, because I think meditation, as hard as it is to do, we visited this a few times. There's a study out now about techniques and what happens when people are physically active once they stop, that is, at the end of their session. Let's say work out for half an hour or whatever it is. Going into a meditative state may help, especially in the winter time. One would wonder why that would be, Ken. Have you got any thoughts on why having a vigorous workout and then having a meditation session for a while is better for you, especially in the cold weather months?
Well, I think resting after a workout, I think part of working out, a big part of it is the rest factor. Mm-hmm. And getting rid of stress and unwinding. And what a wonderful way to unwind after a heavy workout, just as you described, and make a smooth landing back to your normal life.
Smooth landing. I like that concept. That's really cool. Make a smooth landing. The business of statin drugs and the side effects of statin drugs. Apparently, 40 million Americans are on a statin. There's a study at a website called statinvictims.com, which you may have seen some while ago. But I had somebody send me a question, someone who was a patient who was on statins. They got on it after a cardiac event. I know you have talked to me about it because it apparently affects the cholesterol range.
Wait. First of all, I don't think that statins should be in the drinking water. But on the flip side, for the right patient, they're going to give you at least a decade or more of extra life.
Is somebody suggesting that statin be put in the water supply like fluoride?
There are some physicians who think, who have a very low threshold for prescribing a statin and put most of their adult patients at risk of having a heart attack on statins. But I like to think, the way I approach this is I think about it on an individual basis. Yeah. And if you have plaque in your coronaries, I know I'm going to extend your life at least 9 years, but if I put you on a statin. And if you don't have plaque in your coronaries, I'm going to not start a statin unless your numbers are much higher. I'll take the whole picture. I'll look at your risk profile. But I have really evolved into a cardiovascular preventionalist. And this is something I think about on every patient that I approach. You know, how am I going to keep them on planet Earth as long as possible by reducing their risk of heart attack and stroke? And one of the most important tools in my tool chest is putting the right person on a statin, and that person is the person who already has some plaque forming in their especially in their circulation to their heart. Because if you don't push back, that is like taking a snowball at the top of the mountain. It's going to continue and get bigger and bigger because it has a momentum of its own once that plaque is formed. And the only reasonable thing we have for pushing back is the statin.
Mm. You've tried, or you've talked to me about it a couple of times. The only place I have any plaque, though, is in my carotids. I don't have any plaque.
You don't have any in your coronaries, but no. And at some point, and it's for stroke risk reduction, depending on the, you know, if you have just some mild plaque and all your other risk factors are under control, I'm not going to be so aggressive. But if you have moderate plaque there in your carotids, moderate, we're talking about 50 to 70%. If you have over 70%, we're definitely going to want to put you on a statin to stabilize that plaque. But when it starts,
mine hasn't changed though over the 10 years.
Correct.
It's pretty much been the same. It hasn't gone up and it hasn't gone down.
If it's in the moderate range, you know, yeah, that's the most reasonable thing we have for stabilizing. These new injectable drugs that we now have, maybe they're going to stabilize plaque. You know, I think the real studies of really looking hard at that, it looks like they're stabilizing plaque. I think I'd like to look at it a little longer. But we know, and the cost is just so much more than the statins, which are now all generic except for one, but the commonly used, very effective Lipitor and Crestor now come generic. generic, relatively inexpensive, in the right patient, definitely life prolonging. It shouldn't be in the drinking water given to everybody. It should be thought out on an individual basis. This is all about individualized, customized care for you personally. The problem with reading on the internet all the anti-statin propaganda is they know your risk of taking it. What they don't know is your risk of not taking it. And
yeah.
That's only something that can be done by, you know, a doctor who really thinks about this, the cardiovascular preventionist, the lipidologist. Those are doctors who specialize in cholesterol, and there are some internists and family doctors who are very aggressive and studied in this area. The people who really think about this, you need to talk to this type of physician and get your own assessment, because, again, reading on the internet, they'll tell you all the side effects of taking it, but they won't tell you the side effects of not taking it. And that seesaw needs to be balanced on every single pill or capsule or potion or treatment that you ever think about in medicine. What's my risk of doing this versus my risk of not doing it?
And one of the things that I wonder out loud, we only have a few more seconds here, is how is it that I have no plaque anywhere except my carotid? Why would it be that plaque would collect somewhat in my carotid artery and not in any other artery in my body? I'm as clean as a whistle everywhere else.
Well, as I recall, you have a little bit in your thoracic aorta, and what's where you're amazingly clean, thankfully, is in your coronaries. And, you know, we've never really looked, because you don't really have symptoms in your arteries, in your legs. But it just is what it is. And you're doing real well. You know, at your point in life, it would be amazing not to have any plaque anywhere.
Let's get to how well you rest. You got to get a good night's rest, 7-8 hours every night. And if you're not getting it, it's because your mattress is lousy, pillows are lousy. Here's the promo code DJV. They get free shipping and 50% off. Save lots of money when you use that code DJV at MyPillow.com. On the pillows, the bed toppers, the cushions, accessory pillows, everything available now at 50% off. Or if you want, buy one, get one free. All of this to enhance your system. Sleep is great for your immune system, weight gain, mental health. Oh, this candle tell you, kind of get enough rest not to have heart disease. So let's get a good night's sleep. Let's start with the products at MyPillow, which you can get one at the regular price. Second one is free by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wood's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Who are interested in good health and medical, good solid health and medical information. We have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us with regularity to help you figure out what to do or maybe to bring you up to date on things that you may not have heard much about. So let's get started. Well, let's talk about here the things that make us sick. There are a lot of, we talk a lot about treatment. How do we fix this problem? Well, this is what causes the problem, at least a couple of things that cause problems that you may have to go see the doctor about. Shower heads and what's in them. Who even thinks about this stuff, Ken?
Yes, and there's a lot to be said about regularity. So let's talk about shower heads. This is a publication in the medical journal, MBio, this week, Doug. So you think that stepping into your shower will wash away dirt and germs, but this new study shows your shower head might instead dump germs and nasty bacteria on you that may cause lung infections. The news this week is that germs called mycobacteria, they're found in abundance in shower heads. So in the bathroom, you clean the toilet and the sink. You want to add cleaning your shower head every week or two with a disinfectant that contains ammonia to be sure you kill all the germs nesting there.
My colleague Victoria Keelan has a bad lung thing. She's listening right now to this. I wonder if ever we thought about, who would have thought, you think the water that you used to wash yourself off, all right, so you wash yourself off with water, the water is going to be clean. So what's getting caught in the shower head, and where is it coming from?
It's the dampness.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. And when you get that sort of thing, your lung is damp by design, right? So the stuff grows in there. Okay, that makes sense. But maybe, are there other infections that could come as a result of the bacteria? What do we know about the bacteria? Bacteria, by the way, when the human population destroys itself on the planet, supposedly bacteria will take over, and they will run and control the earth.
The organism that has been cultured out of the shower heads is something called mycobacteria. And this is a bug that's usually well tolerated by most of us until we get our immune systems run down, or we ourselves get run down, or we have any chronic infection, chronic disease. So this is well tolerated by most, but not all.
Yeah. All right. Now, in the same department, the folks at Duncan Hines. Who remembers Duncan Hines, those cake mixes that we
Absolutely.
All loved as kids? What's going on with them?
Dessert lovers, you should be on the lookout for at least 4 Duncan Hines cake mix flavors, as Doug was suggesting, which, according to the FDA, were voluntarily recalled due to salmonella concerns. Roughly 2.4 million boxes of the 4 flavors, Duncan Hines Classic White, Classic Butter Golden, Signature Confetti, and Classic Yellow Cake, are being recalled. People can recover within a matter of hours or days from salmonella. However, young children, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems are most at risk.
All right, and the big problem here that nobody wants to talk about is that Duncan Hines, which used to be a family company, was bought out by one of the huge big agri corporations called ConAgra. ConAgra had bought all kinds of, they've got so many different brands, and it's like any other big business, too big to control or oversee. So here's a perfect example, Ken, of a great family company being absorbed by a big, bad business. I got no use for ConAgra or ADM or any of these other big companies because of what I know they do to farmers and to farming. But this is just this is just another example of what happens when companies are so big that they don't watch what's going on. That's really what the bottom line is here. All right, let's get to the bottom line of your health and well-being with a product from Texas Superfood called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. It's hard. Ken will tell you whenever we are talking about what to do in a healthy lifestyle, the kind of diet and how much you're supposed to eat veggies and proteins and that sort of thing. Most of all people agree that we don't, any of us get enough when it comes to fruits and vegetables. So here comes Texas Superfood with a complete organic line that has in each capsule 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Better than the things that aren't from organic, because they've got the stuff on them. They have the things that herbicides, pesticides, that get on that fruit and vegetables, and so it gets into the powder and into the capsule. Not so here. Texas Superfood Complete Organic has none of that because it's all naturally grown fruit and vegetables. Get it now by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. That's texassuperfood.com/Doug. Get your Texas Superfood Complete Organic and their probiotics all at the same time. 59 past.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.